Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eddie Scazzeri got caught up in some of the looting that was going on in the city on his way into work, so close to our office that the pharmacy right next door was victim to some of this. You know, what happens if you're someone like Eddie who's going into work and then, you know, all of a sudden you become a target of something like this? I mean, how do you even get yourself out of that? I mean, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, after I heard this story, I'm parking my car down the block from there every day for the last, I don't know how many years. And then, you know, just like Eddie, all of a sudden, one day you're caught up in this. Like, I mean, you can't even defend yourself. You're one man against, like, however many angry looters with weapons trying to take out windows of shops and stuff. It's just like,
that's why it's amazing. That's why it's amazing more people haven't been killed or injured. I know that there have been a number of arrests, and, you know, we're approaching 5,000 in the arrest phase. But, you know, a couple things to think about. One is that the St. John's Episcopal Church down in Washington, D.C., that considers itself the Church of Presidents, was torched last night and set ablaze in the basement, and it's totally arson. It was extinguished. I don't know how bad the church is. You have seen graffiti on St. Patrick's. You've seen graffiti on synagogues. You've seen graffiti. You've seen a lot of different messages. And, you know, that's why, you know, I think there is a level of frustration with what the real issue, according to the black community, is, and that is police brutality towards black men like George Floyd. And now all of this is now coming all in at once, and there's, you know, people are going to stop listening again. You know, they're going to stop listening, and people are going to want to start defending their property. People are going to want to start defending the country. And, you know, I just hope that cooler heads will prevail. And then, of course, in Minneapolis, what people don't realize is that there were being water bottles filled with gasoline lit on fire being thrown at police last night. And in Minneapolis, they also found those water bottles placed like in bushes, like strategically placed by somebody that put these things in place to be used as weaponry against the police force. As they were either retreating or, you know, having the police move them out of a particular area, there would be a bottle filled with gasoline lit and then thrown from that area. So, you know, there is some organization that is going on here, and law enforcement is extremely aware of it. And I sooner or later, somebody is going to say in power that enough is enough. And then it could get extremely volatile. It already is. The only way that it would get even worse is, I believe, is if the police then reacted, or the National Guard reacted in a way that was more aggressive in nature than mainly standing back and trying to protect the innocent protesters, the peaceful protesters.
In addition to everything we just talked about happening over the weekend, lost in that was this Major League Baseball proposal. Jerry's going to tell us some about the Players Association counter proposal, that is. Jerry will tell us about some of that and some other things right now with his update. Good morning, Jerry.
Before I do that, I do have a couple of pieces of sound, though, from all of this going on, from some basketball players, including friend of the show, Steven Jackson, who was in Minneapolis on Friday as he spoke at a rally. I believe this was after the officer was arrested. Steven Jackson, Friday.
I'm here because they're not going to demean the character of Greg or George Floyd.
That's right.
My twin. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when police do things that they know that's wrong, the first thing they try to do is cover it up and bring up your background to make it seem like the bull that they did was worthy. When was murder ever worthy?
So that was Steven Jackson from All the Smoke. He's been on the show a couple of times, actually. Jaylen Brown of the Celtics made the trek down to Atlanta. Not sure.
This was amazing. This was amazing.
Drove.
And I have to tell you, I know about Jaylen Brown, watched him play basketball, appreciate his abilities and everything else. But what he did is just flat out, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it other than it actually shows you that there are people out there that do have a sense ability about them and want to make a difference. And this is really an amazing story.
All right, let's hear from Brown.
Raising awareness. Some of the injustice that we've been seeing is not okay. And as a young person, you gotta listen to our perspective. Our voices need to be heard. I'm 23 years old, I don't know all the answers. But I feel how everybody else is feeling. For sure.
23
He drove
years old.
15
yep.
hours.
He did. Yeah, he did.
To go down there to be a part of a peaceful protest.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what I'm talking about. And much like what Lonnie Walker did out in San Antonio.
He's helping clean up the city.
So he shows up. He's 21 years old. He shows up, and he's helping cleaning up. And people are like, what are you doing here? He goes, well, man, I'm like everybody else, man. Yeah, I'm not the Spurs basketball player right now. Right now I'm a part of our community, and I want to help. There's a lot of good stories out there. There are a lot of amazing stories out there. And there's a lot of good pictures and videos out there between protesters and police. You know, we tend to really focus on the negative. The media focuses on the negative because it garners ratings and things of that nature. But there are a lot of people that are doing a lot of amazing things, including officers that decry what happened to George Floyd.
Eddie, skip the Brogdon one. I'll play that next hour. Let's go to J.R. Smith, who, a couple of things here. He was seen in L.A. with LeBron James and Anthony Davis riding bikes, getting exercise and whatever. I guess this was Thursday, and people were running into them, which is kind of neat if you just run into LeBron, J.R. Smith, and Anthony Davis, kind of neat. But then on over the weekend, he runs into a guy that was basically destroying his car, and he took matters into his own hands.
Before y'all see this somewhere else. One of these little motherfucking boys didn't know where he was going and broke my fucking window in my truck.
And so what exactly did J.R. Smith do?
I chased him down and whooped his ass.
He's right about that. I saw
Absolutely
the video.
Good for JR,
yeah,
man.
He's telling
you.
The truth. Yep.
Yeah, he is.
He says.
No, but he said, just so you know, one of these little white boys smashed his windows is what he said. I don't know why we beeped that out.
I'm doing the best I can.
I understand. Maybe it was a curse word or something in there.
Yes.
But this is the point. Like, who are these people? Where are they coming from?
Well, and that's the next clip. Play the next one, Eddie.
So the footage come out and y'all see it. I chased him down and whooped his ass. He broke my window. This ain't no hate crime. I ain't got no problem with nobody ain't got no problem with me. It's a problem with the mother system. That's it.
There were a lot of F-bombs in there, as you can imagine. And he basically said this is nowhere near the protest. Look, what are you doing? And that's why he did what he did. And the very interesting part of it, too, is TMZ had the footage of him beating the guy down. And I guess it's one of his friends, I suppose, goes to the camera guy. He basically says, could you please stop recording and respect his privacy?
Yeah, can he just beat this man in peace?
But, you know, listen, there are a lot of things I may not like about J.R. Smith. This thing I like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's defending his property.
100%.
Yeah. And he lets you know about it, too. It's not like we're finding out about it as like, oh, some secret video. He comes on and says, listen, before you see it anywhere else, I chase this man down and I whooped his ass. All right? Questions?
Pretty much. And what was it, Friday I was talking about him being on the Gronk and Venus Williams show. He was so much fun. Well, he had a rough weekend, but he handled things as he could in this situation.
J.R. Smith, it's unbelievable. It really is. Only J.R. Smith, right?
The NBA Board of Governors is expected to approve Adam Silver's return to play plan this Thursday, which would be in Orlando. What's really not clear right now is how many teams would be. I've seen everything from 20 to 24 so that they could have a play in.
How do they get Zion Williamson in the playoffs? That's
right,
what
exactly.
I want to know. That's what it takes. Where is New Orleans right now on that list? I think it's
11?
I think I saw 12 Western Conference teams and 8 Eastern Conference teams. That's what I thought I saw.
So that would be the 20-team plan. I've also seen as much as 24. So I guess we'll find out this week. I'm sure stuff will get leaked out, and we would expect them to approve it. In terms of baseball, G mentioned this. So ESPN, I saw, had it first. So the Players Association gave their proposal to baseball last night, and here's the deal. 114 games, deferred salaries if the postseason gets canceled, and an option for players to opt out of a potential 2020 season due to coronavirus concerns. In it, the season would begin June 30th and end October 31st on Halloween. Players also want expanded playoffs, not just this year, but next year as well. They're committing to being mic'd up if it makes it a better product. And also, they say in the offseason, they will do an all-star game and a home run derby to generate more revenue. So that, I don't expect that to be accepted, but at least it's a starting point now for the two to try and come together a little bit.
I suppose. I mean, when I first read it, I thought that this was the thing that they could wave in people's faces. Is saying, see, we came up with our own proposal and gave it to them, and they said no, so you can't blame us for just saying no. We tried.
For sure.
That's what this was to me. I mean, they're so far apart from what the owners proposed and what they proposed. I mean, there is a gap right now that has to be shortened, and I don't even
no
think
doubt.
It's possible.
And they
no
still
doubt.
Have plenty of time to get this thing worked out over the next 10 days or so. By the way, the New Orleans Pelicans, I think, are like 18th, 19th, or 20th. In the league standings right now.
Okay.
The overall league standings. And, you know, they have a losing record. That's, you know, that's the crazy thing. I mean, do you want teams with losing records in the playoffs?
No, but they want Zion Williamson in the playoffs.
And Brooklyn Nets are going to be in the playoffs, and they got a losing record.
Yep. Understood. Exactly right. When the NHL resumes, the league will be testing players daily for coronavirus. That's part of the plan.
You know,
here's Barry.
Here's
Young.
The one thing. Just one thing. So NASCAR's been doing their races, right?
Yeah.
Has anybody heard about anybody contracting COVID-19 in the NASCAR world?
I have not.
The drivers, you know, anybody that works on the pit crew, anybody covering it, you know, any of the support staff that has been there. I mean, has anybody come down with COVID-19 at this point?
I have not. But the one thing about it, Boomer, though, is you talk about a sport, whatever you want to call it. You know, the racers are in their own cars, and as people have alerted us on social media, the guys in the pit crew wear fireproof gear. So if there's ever a sport that's going to be most protected from it, it would be NASCAR, and so far that is playing itself out. But I have not heard anything.
I don't think that the pit crew keep their helmets on. You know, when the race is going on, they put their helmets on, I believe, and they hop over the wall when the car comes in to be serviced. The other thing, too, is that we are still in the middle of a pandemic, okay? And this is going to be interesting now to see what happens 2 weeks, you know, from all of this, from this weekend. So two weekends from now, what is COVID-19 going to look like as we've been fighting the curve down and keeping businesses shut and gatherings, you know, must be kept to a certain number and you must be wearing face masks and all that other stuff. Meanwhile, we've had now gatherings in almost every major every city in the country. And these gatherings 2 weeks from now could spawn a second wave.
Yep.
And put more
first
pressure
things
on
I thought
the
about.
System.
Yeah,
exactly. So you have so many things that are coming together all at once on top of an economy that is in the tank right now because of over 40 million people, filing for unemployment. So you have I've never seen anything like this. I have never seen anything like
nobody.
This.
Nobody. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Lastly, on that note, Brad Keselowski won last night at Bristol Motor Speedway. There you go.
All right.
Man, I feel like I've thrown this.
No, we're done. It's 43. We're done.
A little very sensitive Burley this morning.
Got it.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today. All right.